Steve, how pleasing was that?
Oh, they were terrific. And, you know, I mean, it's always difficult to come to one of these big clubs and with the great players they've got. But to lose four or five players and see this, the ones who come in, try their utmost to make sure they stay in the team was just quite terrific to see. They were terrific, every single one.
Yeah, it was. I think we said when we were talking about the game, a very mature Premier League performance. Would that be a fair comment?
Well, it's fair. I mean, we are young in our development, if you like to say, but we look at Premier League team, don't we? We've got good players. We've got players with pace. We've got physicality about us. You know, I look today, and without four or five big players not playing, you wouldn't have thought that. So, all credit to them. You know, it's been a remarkable couple of years, and to come to the Emirates and then come here and get a result which you deserve. I mean, we had arguably the best chance in the first half with Livermore. Was terrific for everybody. I'm delighted for all of them.
You had a bit more of the game in the first half. They opened up a bit more.
I mean, I have
up.
To say, I thought the crowd were absolutely terrific. They did their best in the last 25 minutes. You know, they took the roof off the place and did their best to try and get a goal, influence a decision. Every decision that was made, they were onto the referee, and fair play to him too. And but overall, we've seen it through, and there's a frustration because it could have been a wonderful start for us, and it's been an okay one. Mm-hmm. And but as I said, we're keeping improving.
This place has been a graveyard for keepers over the years. What did you make of your keeper's performance today?
Well, he's waited a long time. He's waited a long time, Eldon, and he's come on against Arsenal, and he's played today, and he's done nothing wrong. He's made a couple of really good saves, which you need your goalkeeper to make, and he's just said there, but I would expect to make them saves. So I'm delighted for him. He's had to be patient. There's been some dark times for him when he's not even travelling, so congratulations to him. I'm pleased that he's managed to keep a clean sheet here.
In fairness, he said that was a bit nervy before the game. We were a bit nervy watching, some of the fans will be, because he's not convinced yet.
Of course.
What did you think?
I think the biggest thing is that for anybody coming from to playing Greek football to come and play here is going to find a difference, whether you're a centre-forward or a goalkeeper. And he just couldn't get to terms with it physically-wise. And we've just gently edged him along. We rewarded him because we've seen an improvement in him. We rewarded him with a two-year contract in the summer, and said to him, be patient, keep working away at it. And you've seen today a very, very good display. And if he can keep playing like that, then I'm very, very pleased.
What was the most pleasing aspect of the team's performance tonight?
Just that desire and the way, especially in the first half, the way our ability to take the ball, because you have to have courage to take the ball and play and take them on. You know, you're never going to create five and six and seven chances. And the longer it went, to be fair, the better Liverpool got. I think when they made the two subs, they become a bit better. But we were manful and a typical display from a team that I've got to know over the last couple of years, because that is them.
We were chuckling in the commentary, wondering whether Robbie Brady might have gotten sat next to Raheem Sterling in the Liverpool dressing room at half-time.
There's another one, Robbie. You know, and Robbie.
Did you say man-to-man?
Well, that's his position. He was playing left wing-back against Sterling, who's arguably the best player in the country at the moment, so they're all talking about. And Robbie, to be fair to him, never gave him a kick. Which, again, Robbie is, you know, a long time last year waiting. But the last 2-3 weeks, he's looked himself again. And if, you know, he's done, you know, probably Robertson will be fit next week. But how would I say to Robbie Brady after that performance, you're not playing next week, so he'd be the first name on the team sheet.
Well, the change was Alex coming in. How did he do today for you?
Well, it's always difficult for Alex, and it's difficult for me, but I can't remember a time when he's ever, ever, ever let you down. What you see is what you get. And he can be very, very pleased with his performance today as well. He was terrific. When it comes into our box, he keeps managing to put a head on it, and a tackle and a block. And for that, he's had a very, very good game.
Got clattered at one point by Balotelli. Was there anything naughty in that or not?
Not where I am. The two of them are as committed as ever, and he's okay. His face is okay, so he's more than he'll be pleased.
Not bad. Two away games at Arsenal and Liverpool and a point from each.
We must keep going along with it, and we've improved, Benji. We've got a nucleus of a very, very decent team here, and if we keep improving and keep working hard, then we'll get bigger and better.
Any injuries or knocks that might worry you out here today?
No, not at the moment.